this subject is about how to become free from samsara and attain liberation. So because what we're trying to learn is, how do we become free from samsara and attain permanent liberation from suffering, we need to understand about persons. So the first question, who is wandering in samsara and who will achieve liberation? So I'll just let you think of your answer. The answer is a person, not a form, a mind, a house, water, or mountains, but a person. So who is wandering in samsara? Who will achieve liberation? A person. So we understand from living Buddha's teachings, person, self, and I are synonyms. Person, self, and I. Person, self, I, being. Person, being, self, and I are synonyms. This subject is very important, and understanding it, understanding this subject, is a basis for accomplishing the path to liberation. So we should understand it is a person who is wandering in the cycle of uncontrolled rebirth, and it is a person who will achieve liberation. So, next question. Who, then, is a person? Who's a person? So Geshe-la encourages us to understand the nature of a person. We need a definition of person. So we need to study and understand the definition of person. So what is the definition of person? The definition of person is an I that is merely imputed upon or in dependence upon any of the five aggregates. So the definition of person is an I that is merely imputed upon, in dependence upon any of the five aggregates. So our five aggregates are form aggregate, which is our body, consciousness aggregate, which is our primary mind, aggregates of feeling and discrimination, and the rest is aggregate, the rest of the mental factors is called the aggregate of compositional factors. So feeling and discrimination are taken out because they're so important. These five, individually or collectively, are the basis for imputing I. Without this basis, there is no possibility for developing the thought I. So then, next question. Why do we constantly develop, day and night, the thought I, never forgetting this thought? And the answer is because we first perceive any of the five aggregates and then develop this thought. There's no other reason. So we perceive any of the five aggregates, form, feeling, etc. And upon this basis, we develop the thought, I. There's no other reason. So the next question, how is an I, a person, imputed independence upon the five aggregates? First, we perceive any of the five aggregates And then we develop the thought, I. Because we do not understand the ultimate nature of I, we grasp strongly at I. Whenever we develop the strong thought, I, automatically it becomes a mistaken conception of self-grasping. So it's a mistaken conception of self-grasping because in reality, I is merely imputed by mind upon the five aggregates, but we grasp at an I that exists there truly in and of itself, independent of the five aggregates. So this is self-grasping with respect to our I. So we grasp or believe an I exists from its own side. So what is actually happening is I is being imputed in dependence upon the five aggregates. We are grasping at an I that exists there, in and of itself, independently. The thought grasping I of an ordinary being is a mistaken conception of self-grasping or ignorance. That is the opposite of knowing ultimate truth.